Our county is divided into five districts. Three of them have highly populated cities, but what about the smaller communities? Well, District 3 contains a lot of communities that are small. Most of them are in the mountain range, a few in the valleys, and they are many. Today we cover four of them that all have crime data available, contrasting 2021 to 22. Keep in mind, smaller towns don't usually have their own police department, so they're usually under the sheriff's, the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department, that sometimes works with local police departments or houses one in an area that oversees a huge region. So they are more susceptible to criminal activity, so don't be shocked at some of the numbers that they are dealing with in terms of crime. So Angeles Oaks and Forest Falls are somewhat close to each other in the mountain area, in the San Bernardino Mountains. Angeles Oaks went from an overall grade from D minus to D plus, violent F to D minus. It went down in property, C to C minus, but it went up for other from F to D plus. The frequency changed from every 15 days to every 12 days. So it's in, they have more crimes committed more frequently. Their top issues are vandalism at 19%, that's high, drug crimes and theft are 10. Forest Fall went from F to D minus overall, violent C minus to B, property stayed at F, that's significant, other from D to C plus. The frequency changed from every 3 days to every 5, so that's good news. However, their top issue is theft at 49%. Yeah, you heard it. Drug crimes at 9 and vandalism at 7. Yermo is close to Barstow. Its overall grade went from D to C, violent F to D, property stayed at C plus, other from D minus to C minus. The frequency went from every 4 days to every 6. Again, another improvement. Top issues are drug crimes at 12%, vandalism at 10, and assault at 7. Amboy is this very small town out in the middle of the Mojave Desert, all on its own. A lot of movies have been filmed there because of its rustic, raw look, as if it's still back in the old days. Its overall grade went from F to D minus, violent F to D minus, property stayed at D minus, and other stayed at F. So very bad. Why? Because they face 44% for drug crimes. That's extremely high. Theft at 22%. You're out there on the open with hardly anybody around. So what do thieves think about and those who want to buy and sell drugs? So, Father God, we lift up these communities and we specifically thank you for all the changes that improved. We ask you, Lord, to surround each of these communities, Amboy, Angeles Oaks, Forest Falls, and Yermo. We pray a blood of Jesus to put a hedge of protection around each one. And even though there aren't sheriffs nearby patrolling frequently, and maybe there isn't that many people, those that are intending to do evil in those places, God, we pray you would stop them right now in Jesus' name, that they would be apprehended and caught before they even get to these locations, and that from this point forward, the citizens, the people that live in those communities would stand their ground and begin to pray that you would protect them and be their hedge of protection. We pray for people to come to know Jesus and ask that every area, especially the top ones, would decrease greatly. In Jesus' mighty name.